This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Rain.
Rain?
Yes.
Do you like treasure?
No.
Good. More for me.
106.5. The End.
Yes.
If you missed it over the weekend, during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, Xfinity revealed a two-minute-long commercial that people are calling the sequel we didn't know we needed to E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
I mean, it was a sequel we knew we needed, I would say. It's the sequel that we deserved.
Oh.
And we deserved it 36 or 35 years ago.
If you haven't seen it yet, you can text E.T. to 73389 if you want to watch it. Here's a little bit of a clip.
Elliot.
So the context of this is that E.T. comes back and sees a full-grown Elliot with two kids of his own and a wife.
Played by the original Henry Thomas,
right,
too.
Right.
And who was just in House on Haunted Hill.
Yeah.
Play just a little bit more. I love this part.
Elliot.
You came back. My son. My family.
And he's showing E.T. his children now. And I loved that part. I thought that part was so nice.
What I thought was super smart was immediately after that aired on Thanksgiving, the Sci-Fi Network put on E.T. for the rest of the day.
Of course.
So smart.
So smart.
Don't.
What?
Well, it just seems like the kids have very few questions. They don't seem startled hardly for more than like 4.5 seconds.
You don't think Elliot told them I was visited by an alien when I was your age? You don't think that the story... Are you kidding? Oh. You talk about the cosmic kids?
Okay, that is true.
Well, now imagine that Elliot was visited by an alien, a story that people actually want to hear.
Okay, well then in that case, the kid's reaction seems even worse because the kid's reaction should have been, oh my God, our dad isn't insane. You were telling the truth the whole time.
Oh, because there's proof. The government was involved.
I was just going to say, that had to have been national headline
news. National headlines.
Of like, where did they live? They lived somewhere in California, right?
Northern California.
Yeah, yeah. Family invaded by aliens.
Right.
Government interferes.
White balloon goes over house.
Right,
so you know
right.
How kids are like, yeah, sure, Dad.
Show them a video. Show them a newspaper article. I'm sure it was in the news.
The wife isn't afraid.
They all heard the story.
I know they've heard the stories, Gavin, but it's very different to be just throwing snowballs in the front yard and then all of a sudden, and also E.T. is not cute. E.T. looks like he used to be something else and then somebody took his suit off.
I'm not talking to her. Okay, so here's what I find so funny about this commercial. It's a great commercial, yeah. And everybody in America besides Katie agrees.
You can text E.T. to 73389 if you want to watch it.
Here's what I love the more and more I thought about it, is that this had to have been pitched in an Xfinity marketing meeting by either somebody who was just throwing something against the wall and hoping it would stick, or it was somebody who has been suggesting an E.T. sequel every meeting since he's worked there. Like, it's one of the two, because it's not like E.T. was on anyone's mind. It's not like people were chomping at the bit going like, oh, if we could only find a way to make an E.T. sequel that was only 2 minutes long.
Okay, so let's do the scenario where you've been pitching. You're the guy pitching it. Okay,
right.
What is your name going to be?
I can only imagine it's Roger.
Okay, Roger. Rain and I are going to play the role of the other people in the board meeting.
Executives.
Okay. Thank you.
Guys, I got it. Here's what we're going
to
do.
Roger, I swear to God, if you say E.T. one more time, I'm going to lose my mind.
I am, but that's not the point. The point is, let me finish. This is a sequel.
Okay.
And he loves our Wi-Fi and our cable TV. You can talk in the remote now.
I know that, but Raj,
like, I know I've been suggesting an E.T. sequel for 9 years now, but now we've got the technology where it makes sense.
You're going to get written up.
I feel like America's going to love it, especially the Sci-Fi Network. And listen, if we don't do this, I got a sequel to The Breakfast Club that I've been working on for a while.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.